Survivors of the mass shooting in Las Vegas have long physical and emotional recoveries ahead of them. They're also starting to realize the financial toll of the shooting. Anna Gorman of our partner Kaiser Health News has this report.
On the night of the mass shooting in Las Vegas, Sunrise Hospital became the epicenter for the victims. 41-year-old Michael Castor was one of them.
Everyone starts taking off running. We start doing the same, and then I get shot through the back, through my lungs, and into my spine, so I drop to the floor. I cannot walk.
Now, Castor is paralyzed from the waist down. He may never walk again and has months, if not years, of rehab ahead of him. Castor works in human resources at a California hospital and has health insurance. But his mother, Patricia, isn't sure how the family will pay all his medical bills.
I do worry about it. I think it is going to be very, very expensive. But at this point, the main thing is that he gets healthy again.
So far, Castor's family has raised more than $25,000 on the fundraising website GoFundMe.
I don't want to be stuck with a bunch of bills. You know, that'd be unfortunate.
Michael Castor was one of more than 500 people injured in the shooting. Garen Wintemute is a doctor at UC Davis who studies gun violence.
The medical care costs alone would measure in the tens of millions of dollars.
Research shows that the hospital costs for treating one gunshot victim are more than $100,000. And the total hospital costs from gun violence in the U.S. come to almost $3 billion every year. And that's just the beginning. Victims may not be able to return to work for months, if at all. Many will have lost wages and added costs at the same time. Wintemute says it's hard to quantify.
We really don't have a good handle on the intangible costs of something like this. The ripple effects on family and friends, on neighborhoods when a large number of people have been shot.
Taxpayers will also be on the hook for those on public insurance like Medicaid and Medicare. And hospitals won't be reimbursed for all the care they provide. Back at Sunrise Hospital, neurosurgeon Keith Blum sits down with Mary Moreland. Her daughter, Tina Frost, lost her right eye during the Las Vegas shooting when a bullet exploded in her brain. She spent 2 weeks in a medically induced coma.
You know, we got a long ways to go, and there could be, you know, some good days and some bad days, but in general, she's in a much better spot now than where we started.
Today, she squeezed my hand.
In the months to come, Tina Frost will need multiple operations and a slew of specialists. Plastic surgeons, occupational therapists, mental health counselors. Moreland says she can't even begin to imagine what her daughter's medical bills will be. Frost has health insurance through her job as an accountant in California, but that won't cover everything. There's the deductible, copays, and other out-of-pocket expenses.
Being realistic, knowing what I know about costs of health care, it's scary, but she's alive.
Moreland says she didn't understand at first why everyone was setting up online fundraisers. But family friends started one, and so far it's raised about $570,000. Moreland starts to cry.
I'd give it all back just to have my daughter back.
Lawmakers are beginning to recognize the significant expenses facing victims, too. They're asking health insurers to reduce the medical costs. And in Las Vegas, a county commissioner set up a GoFundMe account for the families. It's raised $11 million. For Here and Now, I'm Anna Gorman in Las Vegas.